Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. It's summer, and that means fantasy football draft season is officially here. I'm Faraz from Upper Hand Fantasy. I help fantasy football players dominate with data that actually matters, strategy that works, and insights that give you an edge every single week. Last season, we helped hundreds of listeners win leagues by spotting breakout players and diamonds in the rough before the rest and building draft strategies that give you the upper hand in every round. My goal with every episode is simple: give you clear, actionable steps rooted in data and proven strategy, all with one goal in mind: winning your redraft and dynasty championships. The Dolphins' offense was turned upside down last year. It went from featuring guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle down the field to short and intermediate targets to guys like Devon Achane and Jonnu Smith. So what should we expect this year? Their win total is set to 8.5, so middle of the pack. They're favored in only 6 games this year, so advantage pass catchers. So many questions, right, for this Dolphins offense for me. What happened to Tyreek Hill? Like, can he be the guy he was this season? Can Tua stay healthy? Is this offense going to try and run through Jonnu Smith again? Can Jalen Waddle actually be a factor? And to me, this has a lot to do with coaching, right? The way that this offense just shuts down without Tua, right, is something we just don't see a lot of in the NFL, right? Like, you got to be able to do something on offense. You know, the offensive coach needs to take the blame here, you know, especially when you have playmakers on your offense like Tyreek, like Waddle, like Achane, like Jonnu. Like, you have playmakers. Make something happen. The Dolphins came into the year last season wanting to feature Devon Achane, right? And that's great for fantasy purposes. But Tyreek Hill's first read target share last year was only 23.9%. Still led the team, but that ranked 33rd of 35 qualifying wide receivers with 100 or more targets. He was at 38.5% the year before, which ranked 3rd among qualifying wide receivers. Jalen Waddle didn't even hit 100 targets, so, you know, if you lower the threshold to 80 targets, he had a 17.7% first read target share. That ranked 55 out of 61 qualifying wide receivers. So, you know, what I'm hoping is this. I'm hoping that the Dolphins knew that they couldn't fit Tyreek in because of the wrist injury, right? The offensive line wasn't the best. Tua had to get the ball out very quickly. He had only 2.21 seconds to throw the ball last year, which ranked 2nd fastest in the NFL. And his 2.33 time to pressure was 2nd fastest in the NFL as well. So based on that, he was forced to get the ball out quickly. Will that be the case this year? Terron Armstead has retired, their left tackle. Patrick Paul likely taking his place. Hopefully he developed going into his 2nd year. But there are definitely questions here. Now, if we do get a better version of this O-line this year, we could see some more downfield shots. And for me, Tyreek Hill is the X factor. Like, do we target him in drafts? Like, is it over for him? Or, you know, is it that, you know, despite the bad year, you know, not hitting 1,000 receiving yards, you look at his yards per route run, it wasn't that bad, 1.99. You know, 2 yards per route run is kind of like the standard of, okay, this wide receiver is good. You know, that ranked 24th of 35 wide receivers with at least 100 targets. Him being 10th among those receivers in first downs per route run tells me that despite not being overly involved in the offense last year, he was still relied on pretty heavily as a chain mover. And you look at the wide receivers ahead of him, Puka, Mike Evans, Amon-Ra, Drake London, Ladd McConkey, still in good company, okay? And when you look at the tape, he's still getting separation. It's not like he's getting locked up and can't get past defenders. I'm sure his wrist injury didn't allow him to fight off defenders as much as he'd like to. You know, hands is a big part of the game, but it didn't seem to affect whether he was able to separate or not. With the injury behind him, he's still obviously rehabbing and not completely 100% yet as of minicamp. You know, so we could see a better version of him this year. And by the way, he's still ranked 8th among all wide receivers in ESPN's open score, which tracks how often players are open on their routes. So there's something still left here. There could be some meat still left in the bone, okay? He's going off the board as the wide receiver 16. Marvin Harrison is going off the board. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going off the board as the wide receiver 15. Terry McLaurin as the wide receiver 17. Jackson Smith and the Jigba as the wide receiver 18, followed by Davante Adams. So for me, outside Davante Adams, like who by the way looks pretty underpriced to me on Underdog, I think we have to take another shot on Tyreek at that price in drafts. He's going off the board early third round on Sleeper right now. And yes, this is a boom bust pick for me, but I'm going to have to take that shot more often than I don't. I know the age cliff hits hard, but he just had two 119 catch, 1,700 yard seasons, two of them in a row. He was 1 yard away from 1,800 yards just a season ago. Apparently, he's down in weight. He's locked in. Who knows what that means? But he did have wrist surgery, so hopefully that issue is behind him now. You got to hope that Tua stays in the field this year. That is key. It was obviously a very up and down year where Tyreek simply didn't have his quarterback. So it's really hard for me to pass on Tyreek in the third round with the upside that we know that he can present. Like, if you're drafting at the top of the first round right now, you can literally go, you know, either Ja'Marr Chase, Saquon Barkley, or Justin Jefferson, or Bijan, whatever, then double up at the 2-3 turn with either, you know, Ladd McConkey or Bucky Irving, plus Tyreek Hill. Like, that sounds amazing to me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, can Jalen Waddle improve his numbers? You know, if we're looking at Tyreek getting his, Jonnu Smith potentially getting his, which doesn't make sense for Jonnu Smith to get his over Jalen Waddle, right? Achan's going to get his, you know? Where does Jalen Waddle land in this? Like, he's kind of in no man's land. Over the last three seasons, you know, Waddle has had 16 top 25 weeks, but also 11 weeks where he fell out of the top 50. And that's just in games that he played. I'm not counting games that he didn't play in. But truly a boom-bust type of fantasy player. The consistency just isn't there. The talent is really there, right? It's so underutilized, especially last season. And Jalen Waddle, you know, he had 3 weeks in the top 24 among wide receivers last year. That's crazy. Only a 17% target share, right? He had pretty solid 23% target share the year before. Six top 24 finishes. Not amazing, but still better. If we're betting on a Tyreek Hill comeback, I'm not sure we can also bet on a Jalen Waddle comeback for this year because of, you know, how many, there's a lot of guys to feed here. If you're someone who's not sold on Tyreek, then that means you should be drafting Jalen Waddle, who's the obvious choice for who this offense should run through if it can't run through Tyreek Hill. What you're hoping for is that they realize that before the season starts and not try to run it through Tyreek Hill to start the year, and then when it doesn't, they start running it through Janu again, right? But, you know, if that's the case, like Jalen Waddle is the guy, you know, him going off the board as the wide receiver 31 is a steal in your eyes. So, you know, I'm looking at a tweet from Fantasy Points' Ryan Heath. Only six wide receivers have finished top five in yards per route run multiple times since 2021. Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Nico Collins. Jalen Waddle is also in that list. So the talent is there. So swinging for him is not a bad idea, especially at his price. What I don't want to assume is that Jonnu Smith continues to be the guy for this offense. He had a nice run last year, but he's going off the board as a tight end seven. A little high. You know, we're assuming a lot there, you know, off of last year's sample size. There are too many playmakers on this offense for us to just assume that a tight end is going to be the primary playmaker like he was last season. Tyreek Hill, you know, still led the team in first read target share at 23.9%, followed by Jonnu at 21.1%, and then Waddle at 17.7%, and then Achane at 12.7%. I would imagine that they want to get both, you know, Tyreek way up, Waddle way up, at least above Jonnu. Like, that's what I would do, you know? At which point, Jonnu won't be able to hit that ADP if that were to happen. Now, if the offensive line forces Tua to throw the ball as fast as he had to last year, then Jonnu will likely be the primary beneficiary. But depending on the offense staying exactly the same when it wasn't ideal from a schematic standpoint to begin with, not something that I want to depend on. I just think it was a bit fluky. Now, this one can obviously come back and bite me, but this is a bit of a risky pick for me personally. So I'm likely staying away. Now, an interesting tidbit from OTAs and minicamp is that Tua mentioned that he's focusing on getting the ball out quicker this offseason. Like, and we just talked about this. Like, dude, like, how much quicker can you get out, right? Like, we mentioned a little earlier that he was already forced to getting it out quick, and he was doing a good job of that. So, man, like, I really hope that's not the case. But the point is here is that, you know, there's a huge range of outcomes. Depending on where we land, it could mean the difference between a big bounce back year for Tyreek or another year of Jonnu Smith feeding families. I don't think there's a whole lot to say about Tua from a fantasy standpoint, except he's not really on my radar. You know, he doesn't run. He's likely to be a high-end to solid QB2 with some spike top 12 weeks, but not someone who I'm drafting. You know, he's going off the board as a QB22, but I'd rather take shots on Bryce Young at QB23, Stafford at QB24. Just think that the potential for, you know, more consistency and higher boom weeks is there for these other guys. As far as the running game goes, at least this backfield, Achane was also a beneficiary of the suspect offensive line because a lot of those quick throws were going to him, and we know how much, you know, targets are worth, you know, compared to carries, right? Almost, you know, 2.5 times more valuable than carries in PPR. And I do think the Dolphins had a plan to get him the ball like they were doing from the get. Like, we saw it and heard about it in OTAs last year, in minicamp last year, to training camp. And then he catches 7 for 7 for 76 yards in week one, 7 for 7 for 69 yards and a touchdown in week two. So yeah, that was in the plans from the get. I don't think they want to get away from that. He led the league in receptions and receiving yards among running backs because of it. He was second only to Alvin Kamara in first read target share. And keep in mind that Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed were hurt last year, so Kamara was the de facto number one. And in this scenario, you know, Achane, they chose to give him the ball. You know what I mean? So very, very interesting way that they're running this offense. But, you know, more on Achane. Like, check this out, man. Like, in games with Tua, Devon Achane averaged 22.4 fantasy points per game. Saquon Barkley finished as the RB1 last year, and he had 22.2 fantasy points per game, meaning Achane would have been the overall RB1 in fantasy points per game if he kept that pace and Tua stayed on the field. So with Achane going off the board as the RB7 in the second round, keep hitting that draft button. He has overall RB1 upside.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.